are you today? How is Mr. Katz?
Okay, today's learning should be on the initials Chaim Lizer Shai Meisher and then the Arifki was Meisher is really from Nachmar Meisher is Lister Shleim Chaim Meisher Malkin and Brachmas are Malkin and Yitzchok Pekeldina and it's chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We are holding in middle of Siman Reish Samaches. We are up to Sif Vav, continuing on to this very practical topic of when we make mistakes on Shabbos with the davening, which is, I know for myself, happens. We shall work on concentrating better so these things don't happen, but however, they do happen. So we discussed this briefly earlier. Somebody goes ahead and Friday night, he davens Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, he davens Friday night. Shabbos morning, he davens at the Echad. He already thinks he's by Mincha. Okay? Ein Echayza, you don't daven again. The Yeshaymer, the those who say, now we'll see Mishmur says this Yeshaymer is not a Yeshaymer because everyone says this. She'im Hechlif shel Musaf Bacheris, that if by Musaf I daven Shachris or Marav a Mincha, or Yecheris b'shel Musaf, or by Marav Shachris Mincha I daven Musaf, then Chayza, I have to daven. Obviously, this is all seems to be pretty simple and self-understood, but let's see the Mishaburah. Ein echayza, she'ikir bracha revias hi ritzei menucha senu. The ikir of each Shabbos Shemini Esra is the ritzei menucha senu. V'zeh nem b'kol ha'brachas shel Shabbos. This is said by all the brachas. V'davke k'shesayim ha'bracha v'lem niske v'emz ha'bracha paisik. So he says over here, that is, if you already finished the bracha ritzei, but if you didn't finish the bracha ritzei, then obviously you should go back to the beginning. Finishing the bracha means that you said barachat Hashem. Once you said barachat Hashem, you don't go back. But the ikar tefila on Shabbos, the ikar of Shachris Mincha, Marav Shachris Mincha, that's the order it is on Shabbos, is the ritzei menucha senu. Pretty much it's the same in all the Shemoneh Esras. Yes, we mentioned we have the bai bam ba, but it's pretty much all the same, and therefore you do not read daven. V'yeshaymer, with regards to when you mix up musaf, ha'chreinim tamu al mashikasav l'shem v'yeshaymer. The old ha'chreinim wonder why the mechaber over here said v'yeshaymer. It's not a v'yeshaymer. The kula amam ha'idu, so everyone agrees. Musaf acheres, v'afilo im acheres gam kem in yashabes, k'goin yismach moshe chahay gavna. Even if by musaf I said yismach moshe, matnas chelke, we're talking about Shabbos. K'emish l'niskam in yikar musaf shal Shabbos. Since I did not mention Musaf, if I daven the weekday Shmanasra, Vedina Kilel, Dim Akaraglov, same Allah as before. If we already finished Shmanasra, already said the Yularatsan at the end of the Kanitzar, Chayzel right. You got to go all the way back to the beginning. Vim Loy Akaraglov, I Chayzel to Kanta Shabbos. So if I'm middle of my Musaf and I realize that I just finished Atta Echad, Ritzenum Nuchasenu, I'm middle of Maidim already, and I realize I daven Mincha instead of davening Musaf, I go back to the Kanta Shabbos. Because of a Chayodim. That if you finish the first the bracha, let's say I davened Friday night's Marav, I said the Atakadashta, I finished that bracha, but I did not yet start Ritzay. I can add the Yoyma v'nasal afanecha karba musaf yotzavazeh. Right, I can add into the Ritzay no v'nuchasenu. Right, kachem is that. I can add in v'nasa l'fanecha karba musaf Shabbos karoy, right? V'yotza b'zeh, v'ayim yalach moshe kasav ni'ay b'zeh. You want to see more about this, you can look into the Bir Halacha, right? That he also sort of says the same thing, that at that point you can still add in that line of musaf. Acheres b'shal musaf, or by one of the other davenings I did, musaf heinu sh'oma nusaf tekam to Shabbos. The kavanasai l'shem shachris. I'm little davening shachris, and I said to count the Shabbos, but I meant to daven shachris. But afshe hiske b'abracha me'inyan Shabbos, even though I mentioned Shabbos, afo pichein choizer. I still have to daven over. Even though early we said that if we mentioned Shabbos, let's say I'm davening a week dish from Esra, and I mentioned Shabbos, I don't have to daven over. Here I do have to. Why? Kevin shomam musaf toich tvilasai v'shikel if ne'amakim. It's a contradiction. I'm davening shachris. The shachris represents the morning karbanos. I mentioned musaf, so it's a contradiction in and of itself. V'dina gam kendalel dim akar aglov same halacha. If I already finished my nesra chayzel rosh mispal tefil sacheres, I got to daven over kahogin l'shem shachris. Avos shel musaf lo yispal loy ki kvar yotz v'tfil rishoni dey musaf shiganos lehagel shel shachris. If I finish my whole shmoneh esra, I daven the whole musaf, and then I remembered. So enachanam I have to daven shachris again, but I don't daven musaf again. I just ended up doing musaf before shachris. V'niska koinim shakaragla, if I remember before I finish my nesra, b'kol makom shulaymid, wherever I'm up to, afilu be'emtza bracha mishalosh shachronis, even though I'm in the middle of the last bracha, poisik be'emtza maskal yismach moshe, I start again, and I go, yismach moshe v'ayim b'yalacha. Says the Mechabra Zion. Okay, now we are going back to Ma'ariv. Okay, after we daven Shemoneh Esra, Chayzrim. We're no longer talking about mistakes. We're going back to the Seidat Tefillah. Chayzrim Loima Vayichulu. After we daven Shemoneh Esra, we say Vayichulu again. So we said it Milah Shemoneh Esra. We say it again. So there's a couple of reasons why. Mishum, the first reason the Mechaber brings down, Mishum Yontav Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos, Sheinai Mersi B'Tfilah. If Shabbos falls out, let's say first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we daven Yontav Shemoneh Esra. In Yontav Shemoneh Esra, we do not say Vayichulu in the middle of Shemoneh Esra. Remember we said already, we spoke about the importance of saying Vayichulu on Shabbos Friday night. So since on Yontav we will not say Vayichulu, so the Chachamim were worried, it's possible, I won't, on that time, I won't say Vayichulu. So therefore, they went ahead and were misakin that every Friday night, we should say Vayichulu after Shemoneh Esra. This way, on Yontif, we don't forget it, and we actually say it. So really, according to this reason, the whole reason we're saying it 52 weeks of the year, we're saying Vayichulu after Shemoneh Esra, is because if a Yontif would fall out on Shabbos, I would not end up saying Vayichulu in Shemoneh Esra. Okay? Vegam, another reason, Lohaitzim Mishani Yadeya. And another reason Mechaber brings down is that we might see this applies now to really every week, since there are some people who did not daven, and we don't know, maybe in Shtil Shemoneh Esra they didn't say it. There is no Hayecha Shemoneh Esra. We'll see, there's a Bracha Me'achas Man Shalish, which is a sort of a mini Chazaras Hashatz over here, but in general, there is no Chazaras Hashatz by Ma'ariv. So since if somebody doesn't know how to daven, they wouldn't end up saying Vayechulu, therefore they were misakin to say Vayechulu after Ma'ariv. We say it out loud. And you have to be standing. We'll see in a moment why we have to say it loud and why we have to be standing. Says the Mishmur, but Agav Shabbos, since on a Shabbos Yom we don't say it, Tiknul Chol Shabbos. It's as we explained, we're misakin to say it on every Shabbos. And then we said you have to say it standing. Lefi Shabbazeh Anu Me'idim like Kadosh Baruch Hu Shehu M'maisa Bereishis. When we say Vayichulu, and this is what we have to have in mind, when we're saying Vayichulu after Shemoneh Esra, we are saying Eidus. So sort of a third reason why we're saying Vayichulu separately from Shemoneh Esra. We are actually saying testimony. We are being witness that Hashem was the one who created the world. V'din Eidim Bamido. Anytime you say testimony, you go to a Bez and you say testimony, it has to be done standing. K'diksiv v'amdu shnei anashim. The people should stand. V'toiv lo ma'isa v'yachad. You have to say it with other people. B'tzibur. The Eidus Shlema v'idin elhoi l'kadosh baruch hu. That you have this way, you have a whole minion saying the Eidus together. At a minimum, it has to be two people. So if you finish Shemoneh Esra late and they already said Vayichulu, you have to go over to another person and ask them to say the Vayichulu with them. Why? With you. Because the minimum of Eidus is two people. And that's the reason why, if number one, why you have to say it out loud. Number two, why you have to say it standing. It's another reason why we say it after Shemoneh Esra. And finally, it's the reason you have to go over to, if you finished after Shemoneh Esra, if you finish late and the Tzibur said it already, you have to go over to somebody else and have them say it with you, because there's no such thing as Eidus of less than two people. So you need two people to say the Eidus. Okay, and you should have this in mind. When you say the Vayichulu after Shemoneh Esra, then I am saying Eidus that Hashem is the one who created the world. The Yachid HaMispel. So now what about a Yachid? Okay, so the Yachid L'chayro, this whole reason falls apart. Because it's not, you can't say Eidus alone. Those who say that a Yachid daven, for whatever reason, you have to daven Yechidus Friday night, you should not say, there's no reason to say Vayichulu because you're an individual. But yes, Shaimrim, the Yachid Yachid Loima, Abel Ein Tzarech Amida, that he doesn't have to, that he could say it, but you don't have to stand. The Toiv, Shegava Yachid Yoima, that Meshavur comes out Maskana, a Yachid should say it. Don't have in mind that I'm doing this as saying testimony that Hashem created the world, because it doesn't work. I'm reading the Psukim of the Torah. This way I satisfy everybody. I'm reading the Psukim of the Torah. So according to those that I should say it, I'm saying it. According to those I shouldn't say it, I'm not. I'm reading a Pasuk in the Torah. There's nothing wrong with reading a Pasuk in the Torah. Kasav Mate Moishim, Shachach Loime Besak Neses, if you didn't say it in the Shul, Yoim Oisa Shabbat Kiddush Mu'umit, you should say it by Kiddush, standing. Now, This is really only a Kiddush for those who don't say Kiddush standing Friday night. Some people say it's sitting and some people say it's standing. I say Kiddush anyway, standing. Some people say half and half, right? Half, what do you so you do Yom HaShishi David standing? And then you sit down for the bracha. So the reason you do Yom HaShishi standing is because if you're saying the Beyuchulu as the Eidus, so it should be standing. Now those who sit, there's different Menhagim. So here he's saying, according to those that would generally have a minig to sit by Kiddush, if they did not say by Chulu and Shul, they should stand up. A minig like Ma'aser Kiddush Mu'umet, Af Beis HaKnesses, the minig is to say it standing, even if you said Beis HaKnesses. But as we mentioned, there's many different Menhagim when it comes to this. Says the Mechaber further. Okay, that's the Beichulu. Now, after the Beichulu, afterwards, the Baal Tefillah says, okay, this is not exactly Almidic, we'll see shortly, says the a bracha achas me'en sheva, meaning the next thing, the Magen Avos, is the next part that we say is a shortened version of the seven brachas that we say during Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? Says the Rama, miyu, in my yachad writes a lahachma al atzmai, the yachad wants to be machma, which is our minig. We don't say the Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning, and we don't say Hashem's name at the end. The middle piece is what we say. And that is taka our minig that we say the middle piece without the brachas that only the Baal Tefillah say. Let's see the Mishabura. Right? Right, that's what we continue over there. What's the reason why normally on Ma'ariv we don't say a Chazaras HaShatz? All of a sudden we threw in like a mini Chazaras HaShatz over here. Why is that? The Niskana Mishum Sakanas Mazikan. The whole reason this was created because of the Mazikan. Why was the Mazikan over there? What were they worried about? So the Mishabura explains. Shabbat there. Shuls were out in the field. Actually, I was many, many years ago in a place outside of Rome, about 40 minutes outside of Rome, where they discovered the oldest shul in Italy. It was over 2,000 years old, and sure, it was a city and ruins that they excavated and they found. And they found the shul, and the shul was all the way out. The city was in one spot, and all the way out, like out in the field, no buildings near it, was where the shul was. So the shul generally then used to be out in the field. People will come late to shul. Now they were catching up. Since they didn't finish davening with everybody else because they showed up late, right? And they ran out of hot water, so their shower was late, right? So they would show up in shul late. Show up in shul late, they would finish after everybody would leave. We didn't want people to leave. We wanted to leave a time for people to catch up. This will give an opportunity for everybody to catch up. And this way, everybody would walk home together. People wouldn't be left out in the field, which was dangerous for people to be left out in the field. Even though this is no longer applicable because our shuls are in the city. And if somebody comes late, big deal. If he has to walk home late alone, he has to walk home alone. It's not a problem. However, once they were misacking it was stayed that way. So the tzibur says it without the closing bracha. Then the shemaskel morgan oves ad zeichel amasa bereishas tol zeichel amasa bereishas. B'loy psichah chsima ki ika takana hayesha shliach tzibur yivarachay. So the original takana was the shliach tzibur said it, and that's why the bracha is only said by shliach tzibur. Al kaneir pashat shemash nehagim ezem kaimus, and this we see a lot. So the shliach starts the Baruch Atah Hashem, Kainish, and then Magen Avos, everybody says together, you don't hear the Batfila. Batfila sort of says it quietly along with everybody else. Because you're going to remember, the original takana was that the Batfila should say from Baruch Atah Hashem until the Mekadesh Shabbos with the Magen Avos out loud. We changed it that we say the Magen Avos, but the Batfila is supposed to be saying it for us. Says Mishabur, that's not the right way to do it. You should wait till the tzibah finishes the zeichel amasa bereishis, and then the Baal Tefillah should say it. You should hear the Baal Tefillah say the Magen Avos, which was the original takana. Okay, and that's Hashem. Tomorrow we will start with Siftes.